Get an all-access experience with player interviews, exclusive practice information, and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else. This is South Philly Sauce, hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Yeah, and they are giving a great example of that, and especially when you look at this preseason and this camp. I've been so impressed how tough this camp has been. We were there yesterday, and we're recording this on Thursday, so there's a preseason game tonight, and they were on the ice a good hour and a half, and they are skating like crazy. These drills were intense, but I got tired just watching it, and I'm thinking we're a good like week and a half in a camp right now, and they're still killing them.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, it's a, you know, it gets every year it gets more and more because the players are in better condition when they come in, really good condition when they come in. It's like there's no off season anymore. And you literally come in with your skates hitting the ice. And it's always been bizarre to me in hockey that, you know, you come in, play, you have a couple of practices and bang, let's play a game. And it's not a sport you can kind of wade into a game because there's some kid on the other team trying to make the team that's trying to knock your noggin off. So this you're right into it really, really quickly. And by the time the regular season, you just can't wait. You just want to get through this and let's just get this over with. Let's see our roster. Maybe we'll have a couple of kids to look at. But I think already they're like, let's just go to the regular season.
Yeah, we still got a bit, though. There are still a couple preseason games here before we get to the real thing. And especially you mentioned the conditioning. That's a big story that we'll be talking about in our preseason broadcast of who looks different, who came back in good shape. I talked to Nick Seeler at practice, and he has a very strict regimen of what he does in Minnesota to the point where Flyers strength and conditioning staff flew out to Minnesota to see what Nick does in his offseason, which was really cool. But I think more of the story is the guys that chose to stay. And we heard John Tortorella say that the strength and conditioning staff basically had no days off this summer because there was that many guys that stayed in Philadelphia. Cam York, Jamie Drysdale, two of the main ones. Jamie Drysdale said he put on 18 pounds of muscle. Cam York looks like a different person. I mean, this is someone that grew up before our eyes in 2 months. I don't know how much weight he put on. I'm going to talk to him about it today. But those are two guys that look totally different going into the season.
Yeah, Cam looks, I mean, well, York looks bigger, obviously, he's a defenseman. I worry sometimes about guys getting too big if they're, you know, if it limits their mobility in some cases. I don't think that's – with young guys, it's hard to tell. I mean, like we mentioned, they come up so young, then they just get stronger and stronger, especially on defense to be able to hit people. In New York, I've been a big fan forever, literally. I'm like, I think he's going to be terrific. You can always use some of that. And here's the thing. If you put on the 18, you just mentioned the camp, what it's like. I wonder how long it's going to stay. It's you know, when you watch these guys through a season, they have to go to like the healthy buffet for an hour just to keep the weight up. So we'll see how long he can maintain that. And I don't think he'll have any problem. Watch him skate, Drysdale. I mean, my God, he's just flying. His lateral movement, stuff like it's just it's now we know from last year, even though we were impressed with what we saw, what was missing. So to add some weight to that and to be able to fly around with it, that's what I look for. Like, can he gain that weight and still, you know, fly around? And he's certainly done that.
Yeah, it's to the point where I was with Nick Seeler and Jim Jackson, our play-by-play, and he wants exact weights. And I was like, this is so awkward that we're asking you that. He's exactly what they weigh. But Nick Seeler was talking about that, where I think he said he was like at 203, 205. But by the end of camp, these guys lose like 10 to 15 pounds. And I was like,
well, the way to get around that is to just ask Jim Jackson for his exact weight and what he went into the summer at and what he is at now. And then that will end that conversation right there.
I was like, I just can't. And I don't think anyone can relate to this. I was like a fly on the wall listening to this. I was like, this is not a normal person conversation. Like, oh, yeah, I lose 15 pounds in 3 weeks. Like, who says that?
You know, well, I mean, when you're in that kind of shape, I guess it's okay. But, you know, they're not asking for your body mass index and stuff like that. But,
thank goodness.
And ultimately, it's how you can play. And in Jim's case, how he calls a game. I don't care. what kind of shape he comes in with, but he's got to know because, you know, when we do our job and he's got to fill all sorts of time, but he is a stickler for, I mean, got to have everything down to the absolute pronunciation, height, weight, speeds, all that stuff. All I have to do is say, yeah, that was a bad play. That's a good play, but he's got lots of homework to do. While eating tasty cakes.
Yeah, and I didn't think about in the preseason how tough this is. The Islanders, for example, because of course they're the Islanders, aren't releasing their lineup because they think it's a competitive
advantage.
Yeah,
they said that's nothing there, yeah.
For
nothing,
the preseason.
Nothing there. No, you know, no beard, no this, no that. I mean, it's old school.
No costumes.
Oh my God, it's just, it's the time machine gone back. We'll see what happens.